crack the whip there for race four, box four, Fleck Minnelli.
And racing, Fleck Minnelli came out okay, showing early speed was Kurt Leaf. Look at her go, she's looking for eight in a row, Fleck Minnelli. She swings around the corner, she drives away, she puts him to the sword and she wins by seven.
Box seven's Red Cap Minnelli, who apparently did a massive trial during the week. This dog's been out injured for quite some time and coming back, but apparently this is the top four. And box eight is our old friend Tommy Shelby. So I'm just going to go straight in for the exacta here. Box eight, Tommy Shelby, and box seven, Red Cap Minnelli.
Racing, Fernando Starr came out okay, showing early speed was Kiss Me Linda. And look at Tommy Shelby, drive across to the outside, put Kiss Me Linda to the sword and went to the lead now. Don't mess with Tommy Shelby, he swings, he takes off the Dulux and he races clear. Six in a row for Tommy Shelby, wins by five. Red Cap Minnelli flew home to get second ahead of Kiss Me Linda.
So we're going to finish off the night with race seven, box four, Starbuck.
Three now coming out the leader was Starbuck. Five behind them, Sir Monty, and also Westdale Haley in the straight. Mermaid Minnelli. Starbuck lunges, got up. Starbuck a big win.
Before you go, Lockie, you got a tip for us for the weekend?
Murray Bridge, Sunday night in the middle race. It's Gold Flyer.
On their way, speed out in the centre. The favourite Gold Flyer out quickly. Mr. Spock going with it. Gold Flyer pushing on, got over. Clear of the running over. Destini Arrow getting to second, but Gold Flyer won it by about seven lengths.
I think he's a bit too short at the moment to be worrying about that. So I suggest a same race multi to go Carry On Maxwell to win. Daffs Ascend, top three, and Aston Adonis top four.
Racing, Carrion Maxwell jumped away okay, speed there from Daffs Ascend going quickly up to join it. Carrion Maxwell Mabel coming up to the turn. Carrion Maxwell is clear two or three in front. Daffs Ascend followed by Aston Adonis, but Carrion Maxwell first favorite wins by 2.5 lengths. Daffs Ascend second, third Aston Adonis.
Woof woof and woof. Welcome to the Dunn Chasers here on SEN Track and Sports Bet. Little montage again. I think that's got to be I'm going to call it the ninth montage in a row now. We've really found our straps. We've even, exactas in there, a couple of same race multis in there. And we even just for good measure chucked in Millsy's little mail, which he tipped to us at $3.50 last week. And of course, got over the line at $1.80. So when Millsy speaks, the market moves. Boys, good evening. How are we? Shagger, Kenny, Gunner, how do you do?
Hello. Yeah, well.
probably our most successful montage of all time. Like, we would have, for a level dollar stack, it's probably the most money you would ever made out of this podcast. And it's a very unexcited response to the start of the show.
Yeah. Don't be too excited, Shagger. I mean, geez, okay. Sorry to bore you. Gunner.
Yeah, you've undersold Millsy's mail. $3.70 into about $1.80. Thanks for coming.
That was absolutely sensational.
Have any of you slid into his DMs recently and asked for some more mail because he's won from one?
No, I didn't even know that one won until we were preparing for the show. So we didn't give Millsy enough credit for that one, unfortunately. But we're going to give him credit now.
I think we can almost coin a new segment here. Millsy's mail.
Yeah, I think
we could nearly drop Gunner because Gunner hasn't put up a winner in how long.
Hey, mate, my tips have been the staple of the non-chasers multi. It's just that you bastards are no good in backing me up most of the time.
Oh, very good. Now, well done. And I love the taste and a sniff of a montage at the top of the show. Also at the top of the show, we whack out a little tip off the top. Shagger. Let's start with you. What's your tip off the top?
Mine is Geelong, race 11, number 8, Diorite Fire. So it's got a fantastic 22.59 here at Geelong, a few starts back behind Faulkner Park, who we spoke about the other week.
Take Rufus down to Faulkner Park every day. He's good. He likes it.
I think the wide draw will suit him here and gets a nice card across from the quick beginning Blackpool Elfie in the 7. So, he's sitting around 480 as of open this morning. So hopefully that price is close enough.
Name race and rug colour again.
Geelong race 11, number 8, Diorite Fire.
And what time will that be jumping on the Australian Eastern Seaboard?
10:28.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. So you got a bit of time to get on your Sportsbet app and chuck that bet on. Of course, you can watch Sky Racing on Sportsbet now. How good's that? Watch the Dish Lickers. It's a one-stop shop, the old Sportsbet app. Kenny, what's your tip off yeah,
While Kenny's giving his tip, maybe go out and get a Red Bull or a V or something, Shaggy, because you're real flat, mate. So get some energy.
Another coffee.
Jeez, okay. Well, it's 10 o'clock at night and you want a coffee.
Yes.
You're weirdo.
Strange. It's been a long day, Fulton. I'm going to head to race six, Mandura. We're going for box two, divided. Looks well mapped here. He's going to be short enough. He'll be about 210, 220, but he looks like a very good chance. So it's box two, divided, and race six, Mandura at 22.35.
Very good. We've got to get the elephant out of the room here. We have a production meeting the day before the non-chasers record. And yesterday, Kenny rolled in with a beanie, which looked like he had a condom on his head, which Gunner's rolling now. And then his big fat headphones. He looked like the white Craig David. It was very, very funny. Anything to say for yourself, Kenny?
We've been locked down for a long time. I literally don't give a damn what I look like in Zoom anymore. I live in my bedroom now, so.
It must be especially hard for you. I don't want to turn this into, the politics podcast, but you've got mates over in Ireland who are having 4,000 cases a day and they're allowed to go to the pub, and then we're having 10 cases a day and we're stuck in our room talking about greyhounds over Zoom.
Yeah, so just for context, my hometown's like 15,000 people. They're having more cases per day than Melbourne and they're still going to the pub.
are they still going to Shelburne Park?
Oh, I think there's no crowds at Shelburne anymore, but that's in the south, so there's different laws for them.
Okay.
I was watching Louis Theroux's Miami's Hardest Jails last night, and those blokes have actually got bigger rooms to get around in than what we do at the moment. So not quite sure things are working out for those that are free by law.
Okay, good input. Thanks, buddy. Very good. I certainly think we need to fast-track Millsy's mail. not sure what's Dross, you're tipping out. Hey, we say Dross, and we bounce back. We finally bounce back with the non-chasers multi. We got it home. Just a quick show of hands via saying me if you got your leg home in the non-chasers multi.
Me.
Oh, I did too. So yeah, mine was third.
So we got a 4-4.
In a two-place dividend race, Kenny.
Was it?
Trying to sneak in there.
Well, there's a first.
Well, it didn't matter because the beauty of the non-chasers multi is you only need 3 out of 4 legs to get paid out. Such is the glory, and we finally bounced back. So hats off to all the punters who listened and followed us in. I hope Millsy got involved and then bought Tara a nice dinner with the winnings over there in South Australia.
Gunner, maybe they went out for a pie floater. Isn't that what you do in South Australia, old pie floater?
They are insipid. I apologise to any listeners from South Australia, but if you like pie floater, Jesus, they are disgusting. Cat dog.
Oh, yes, cat dog.
Gunner's up.
You've been tasked with cat dog cat this dog. Week, Gunner.
Yep.
Please, just to highlight, if anyone doesn't know what it is, it's a dog who has won a race before and now we're just finding that streak in between another win. Plenty. I found one the other week with about 85 up in Ipswich, which we said was just the melting pot of mediocrity up there. But Gunner's going to tee us up here. What do you got for us?
I'll tell you what. So first off, the cat dog this week does not come from Ipswich, so I need some sort of props for that. Okay, so just keep that under your hat as I make my way through this. Maz's Mitzi, trained by Karen Miguel, has had 111 starts for 9 wins, 11 seconds and 17 thirds. It is racing at Murray Bridge today in race 4. Its last win at Gawler, sorry, its last win was at Gawler, wait for it, Paddy, in June 2017.
Wow.
This greyhound won 4 races in a row in April 2017, so connections must have been thinking, geez, we've got a live one here.
We've got a group one.
Exactly. Maz's Mitzi came oh so close to winning its last start when narrowly defeated by Mahai Indian over the 388 at Angle Park when it flashed home for second and it missed out by about half a length. 85. I've matched it, Paddy. 85 starts that's had in between.
Well.
It could be 86 today. You know it could be 86 today.
That is, I'm going to give you the clubhouse lead because there's a lot of research there, and there's that was actually impressive because this dog actually was pretty good by the sounds of it at the start, and is, I don't know what of that. It's not feeding it the right food anymore, or something's clearly gone amiss with something.
It because looks like it falls out of the boxes a lot of the time and then sort of flashes home for seconds, thirds and fourths. But, mate, I went through quite a few race cards last night trying to look for a cat dog, and I thought, geez, I'm getting nowhere here. I'm just going to have to concede defeat. And then Mazza's Mitzi came along, and I thought,
that's it.
Equal the clubhouse lead and not a
well done.
That's a sensational cat dog. What was the whelping date on that one?
Shagger wants to know. Excited old Shagger wants to know the litter, well, so we can price one up.
It started racing towards the start of 2017, so yeah. So you'd imagine that you can probably tack at least 18 months on top of that.
Yeah,
oh, ripper, very good from you, Gunner. All right, Dapto, our friends at Dapto, we give a little tip of the hat to the boys up there in the Steel City. Geez, if you watched on the Sportsbet app on Sky Racing, you would have seen that the signage up there just looks schmicko, doesn't it?
It does. Looks fabulous. Yeah.
Looking well.
Do you want to hear something exciting as well?
Yes, please.
Yeah. If you, we're going to roll something out. If you back a winner at Dapto, you're in the running to have a race named after you the following week.
Oh, I like that, Patty.
How's that? So it could be a dollar bet. It could be a $100 bet, could be a $5,000 bet, but if you have a winner at Dapto, you're going, yeah, of course, you'll go into the running and we'll pluck anyone out and you'll have a name raced after you. So how's that for a little incentive to have a flutter on the dishes up there in Dapto?
Did you say a name raced after you?
A name, is that what I said? A race.
That's what you said.
A race named after you.
It's a different type of promotion there, Shagger. It's not a race named after you. It's a name raced after you. So you get a dog that's named, could be a dog named the Shagger.
Oh, no, I've stepped all over my fate. But it will probably take a couple of weeks to reel out, but it's going to be exciting. Another one at Dapto is the Blue Rug. The Sportsbet Blue Rug will be coming to screens near you very, very soon, currently in the manufacturing stage.
Is there going to be a picture of the non-chasers in the bottom corner of that rug?
Oh, we'll see what we can rustle up there. We'll see. Hey, Saturday, quick look. Where are they racing tomorrow, Shagger?
In the great town of Shepparton. And they kick off at 8:58 a.m. Race one, number 8, Holly's Delight, I thought was a nice little each way go. Look, it's a bit of a speculative tip. It's she's had two starts. She was very young and looked a little bit green in those two runs, but she's had a decent spell since then and drawn the 8, which I think will suit her better than the red box that she had in her first two goes. As I said, bit of a speculative tip, so watch the betting. 4 looks like it'll be the favourite here after a handy Ballarat run a few starts ago, but I expect Holly's Delight to be a big improver here and good chance to knock off the favourite.
Oh, ring-a-ding-ding. Great stuff from you, Shag. As you just seem to get more excited as the show goes on. I like it. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more nonsense after this little ad break. Bye. Welcome back to the non-chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Now, boys, I have a bone to pick with a few people. And when I say a few people, I mean the general greyhound punting population as a whole. And maybe
you're looking maybe for any friends, are you? Basically, you got a problem with all the listeners. Not win.
Trying to build our audience here, Paddy. Go easy.
And maybe Channel 9 News, because they also did a piece on this particular dog. No, I take that back. I'm not looking to pick a fight with the whole industry, because that wouldn't be smart. But I just want to highlight something. We have a segment on this show called Boom Dog. Been a long-lasting segment. We've done it since we were just a mere twinkle at the start of this show. And about 4.5 months ago, we had our great friend from over there in Carlisle, United Kingdom, Davey Mitchell.
I'm sorry, what?
And he's
from Newcastle.
He's from Carlisle. Anyway, who cares?
Carlisle.
And we asked him about a boom dog. So I just want to open an investigation here. Oh, it's been a while since we've heard that little stinger of the investigation. Now, as I said, we had a boom dog and we asked David Mitchell about this boom dog. This is what he said 4.5 months ago.
David, if you could choose any dog in Australia that's not currently yours, who would you choose to be able to race?
Houdini Boy. And you've probably never heard of it, or you might have just heard of it, because he ran yesterday for Kel, finished second. He's out of a bit of sister to Captain Dynamite's Dan. He's definitely a dog to follow. I've spoke to Kel, the dog we couldn't buy. But I suppose in terms of Group 1 dogs, the dog that I would want to buy is probably Hooked on Scotch. I think Hooked on Scotch is the fastest ground in the world.
David, I'm sure you've listened to all of our 95 previous shows before you got on with us today. I know that you're an avid listener. You've been listening from day one. We have a segment called Boom Dog. Would you say that Houdini Boy is a boom dog?
We take a more of an interest now. We're following the dogs in Australia, but yeah, I mean, your whiskey rides Hooked on Scotch, but Hooked on Scotch for me is just different gravy.
Love it, Dave. Sensitive of time, mate. It's nearing 1 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's come straight from the greyhound's mouth, Kenny. He wanted that dog, doesn't he? He identified Houdini Boy a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a good shout. I actually hadn't heard of Houdini Boy myself at the time. I think Shagger did, but there was nobody talking about him, picking him up the way that David was. And I kind of feel sorry for David that he didn't actually get to buy him in the end. I think they were looking to buy that dog. So
we've got to get him back on, don't we?
We need to get him back on just for a tipping session and what to look out for and how to find a boom dog like Houdini Boy.
Yeah, we can ask him where he's from. I'm saying it's Carlisle. Shagger, you knew about Houdini Boy 4.5 months ago when Davey talked about it?
Yeah.
Did you have high hopes for the dog like he did?
I think when we had him on the show, he'd won his maiden and then maybe run a couple of placings. I think he was only sort of running around the 29 nines. Obviously, you know, coming from behind, having interference in some of those runs. So, you know, it was possible that he was going to be a good dog there, but probably hadn't really been uncovered. So, yeah, that was a great heads up from David.
I just remember David talking about it and looking over at Shagger in the studio and he was nodding his head in agreement and I just immediately pulled my wallet out and looked where his next race was.
Well, where do they... Houdini Boy, like it's the sky's the limit now. Group ones, all sorts of things on the agenda.
Yeah, he's stepping up to the marathon distance this weekend, isn't he?
Yes, he'll be in at the Meadows, 725 metres for a Group 3. So straight into the first go at the distance into a group race. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
I'm sure he'll do very, very well,
by the way.
Very, very well. And one thing's for sure, our friend Davey will be staying up there till 4 a.m. just to watch a bit of the Meadows. He's a great testament to English racing, but the fact that he gets around Australian racing as much as he does is sensational. So shout out to our man, our UK correspondent over there in the UK. Boys, SA Match Racing. Fill us in, Kenny. You like the cut of this jib. What's happening?
So we had match racing last night. Catch the Thief won the SA match race by, I think it was like 0.003 of a second or something like that.
Something like that, and yeah.
About 10 lengths.
About 10 lengths. by a whisker. It was a funny old night. All the money was coming for a Shadow Mist and a dog called the Fi because the weather there was absolutely disgusting. But I think in the end that Catch the Thief didn't look like slowing down. I'd say the track was a bit slow as well, so he'll be back for the Adelaide Cup, and he's rightly hot favourite.
Mm. Okay, how is that going to affect the $1 million chase futures markets?
Well, Catch the Thief was, we always knew he was going to Adelaide, so that's not really changing it. But it's a kind of thing like, it's hard to know who's going to Adelaide because we don't know who's all qualified for the $1 million chase. So there'll be some good dogs who don't make it to the $1 million chase might come down to Adelaide, but at this stage it's pretty much a free-for-all in that futures market.
Shagger, do we still have that special for any of those four big guns to to make the thing out? No, okay.
Hold on, Paddy.
None of you wanted to.
just on that that match recently last night, did you guys watch it? Did you see like the cameras inside the boxes?
Yeah, they've had the cameras in the boxes for a while now. Bit surprised that they haven't been picked up a bit more regularly and for some of the bigger nights, because it gives great insight. You can see the smarter dogs, the way their heads turn towards the lure and the way their ears prick up, they're really waiting for that lure, and not all dogs have that trait.
What do you reckon? Does Mitzi's magic do it?
Not sure. I haven't seen Mitzi's in the boxes.
It depends what time of day.
And also love the camera angle down the back where you can get that head-on view of what the dogs are doing, because the side-on view doesn't always do a punter justice when they're doing their form. Is the dog railing bit centre on the lure or running a bit wider? So that gives great insight for some of those that watch greyhound racing, not as regularly as others, to see how the dogs do wind their way around the oval track.
I think it was interesting to see too. Did you guys see Zip and Zarbo, where he's just like kind of looking around himself, and then like the last millisecond, he just puts the paws down, the heads down, and he's gone like a rocket.
Yeah.
Or even that Lectra Theory dog, it actually puts its feet on the back door of the traps to spring itself out. Did you see that?
No, it was amazing.
Nearly took the camera with him.
It's some smart dogs, man. A lot of people who don't know greyhound racing all that well want to know why. Or wanted to know why Fernando Bale was such a dynamite starter, and it's just the way that he tucked himself down underneath the lids all the time. He was never jumping around in the boxes because he knew exactly what he was there to do, and that was to get out and chase the lure as quick as possible. So he was always in a ready position to duck himself under the lids, and the inside the box camera angle gives that view for the punters at home.
I've got an idea for Dapto. Why don't we try and strap a tiny little pencil camera on the back of the blue rug?
The GoPro.
But not a big one, like a really small one, just that it doesn't weigh anything and the dog will never know what's on there.
I think you'd want to make sure that you're not susceptible to motion sickness, because I dare say that camera would be bouncing around quite a bit.
Very good, very good. All right, boys, you know this segment, you like it. Horror calls. Okay, again, horror calls goes outside of the perimeter of Australia. In fact, it was inside the perimeter of Australia last week, but we're going international. We're going to New Zealand. Now, again, a tricky one for the caller, because the main component and a key part of greyhound racing is the lure. And in this race, I don't think the lure wanted to play ball. Yeah, listen to this.
Corborn, main favourite from two. And they've gone without the bunny. And there'll only be one result here you'd be picking, although they've got no bunny to chase. They're still dashing around pretty quickly. And on the point of the bend, here's my pick right through the centre. As they charge to the post, out by five will get them. From a flash enforcer, justify that. Everybody's looking at each other, wondering where the heck's the bunny gone.
How about that, boys? Not often you see a race where the lure malfunctions, or the lure doesn't chase and stays in the boxes, and the dogs still get around you. You often see a few dogs take matters into their own hands and sort of socialise down the back of the track. A couple might sort of chase and nibble each other's ears, but all those dogs were pretty well behaved, weren't they?
That was remarkable. Yeah. All the dogs just literally... they didn't run very fast. It's like they did a greyhound race in slow motion. They went, all right, the bunny's not here, so we'll just sort of slow it down a bit. No one really cares about this one. But they literally all still raced. They're just programmed to know what they're doing.
It might be that in New Zealand, that if it was a finish on lure race and those dogs sort of know where to run to finish on the lure, that's maybe where they were heading, because they knew if they get to the back of the track that they get to have a chomp on the lure, whereas obviously here we don't have anywhere near as much finish on lure racing. So maybe it's just a condition of the dogs that they knew where to go to get that reward, whereas the dogs here probably don't know it as much.
Yeah, well said. And I must say, again, stiff to the caller for being thrown into the horror call segment. I think the caller's done a very, very good job considering no lure, and that makes a call of a race quite difficult. Let's take a break, boys. We'll be back with more non-chasers, the real grunty stuff, the let's shag and the invest in the West. a wrap after the break. See you soon. Well, welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SCN Track for Sportsbet, the Sportsbet Greyhound Racing podcast, the podcast on the radio. Yeah, the podcast. Been going for about 2.5 years now, and if you are a loyal listener like Millsy or plenty of others, you get the podcast a touch earlier in the afternoon on a Friday, but it's that time of the show, the hard-hitting analysis. We're going to, you know what, I'm going to buck the trend a little bit. We normally start with Kenny, but he looks like he's still trying to do his form. So why don't we?
What would you
just spin it out.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right. Meadows. We love
it. He's excited.
He's back now. He's had a burger or a Red Bull or something.
Just for avoidance of any doubt, I didn't have a stutter there. I was just trying to just lead into the stinger with a bit of excitement. But, you know, you take it as you will, listeners. Absolutely. What do you got for a shag?
All right. Kicking off race one, number one, Hadouken. Get on this to win. It's around even money. Look, somewhat evenly matched for much of the rest of the field, but Hadouken does Jagger, look to be the win. Best of them.
Well, now you've got a sword.
A bit of an edge on them all. And then add to that he should be able to hold his own early and he's got the gun draw. It just looks Hadouken's race. In the three, we've got Loves Hadouken, the Surf. Hadouken. That was we tipped that up. As our Saturday morning winner last week and now heads to the city. Could run a bit of a cheeky race, but, look, I think first up it's going to be no match for Hadouken. Smithy Keeping is a dog with a bit of ability but drawn a bit awkwardly there in the six. If he was to get some luck, might be thereabouts. But, yeah, just get on Hadouken to win this one.
What do you do?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's a nice big fat button push from you there, Shagger. I like it. What do you got next after Hadouken, Mafluken, Magugan?
Well, we don't have to wait too much longer. We just move on to race two and get on number two, Carry On Maxwell, to win. Looks to have lengths on these. Is pretty short, but I expect to be able to jump well enough to get and get room early and secure a nice lead here. Earn the Answers in box eight is a nice young up-and-comer, but has a bit of a task ahead, being his first city race and needing to get across from the wide draw. A couple of dogs draw in the middle that can use a bit of the track too. So, he'd be the one to take it up to Carry On Maxwell if there was any sort of a challenger from the rest of the field. But I just can't see Carry On Maxwell getting beaten here. So race two, number two, Carry On Maxwell, jump on for the win.
Yeah, baby.
Bang. Next.
Moving on to race six, number one, Immersion, to win this one. Good early pace, nice draw. Probably a couple of dogs in here that are capable of running time to outgun it, but I just think that neither of those are drawn particularly well. Speaking of King I Am in the three and Mr. Hollywood in the six, Immersion will need to step well, but she usually does. So I think that early pace and the rails draw just sees her get the win there.
Yeah, baby.
And then moving on to race seven, number one, Party Lights, to win this one. Decent early pace for this distance and use this draw to win in very fast time a few runs back, stopping the clock at 34.47. A repeat of a run like that and she just gets the win again. Probably worth noting Lily Lana out in the seven, Mapunga Katie in the eight. Both could be capable of running a pretty cheeky race, but as I said, if Party Lights does what she did when she had the red a few runs ago, it'll be game over.
Yeah, baby!
Ooh, Jagger. You like that?
Party time. all right, so the next one, we mentioned earlier Houdini Boy stepping up to the 7.25 this week. Look, he's short. My suggestion is just sit back and watch him win. It is his first go at the distance. He's not that great out of the boxes, so it's probably just more one that I'd suggest to enjoy the watching him because he's pretty short.
What about these, sorry to butt in, but these Britain horses? We see Pete Riley take his tears. Horses, sorry, dogs. sorry, take his tears and Tornado Tears. Is Tornado Tears going to win another race like this again? Or is he just completely and utterly past it?
Look, he did put in a few runs where he showed flashes of his old self recently, but look, I think in the group races, there are just a few up and comers that are that are going to be a bit tough for him now that he's getting a bit longer in the tooth.
Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Oh, whack to connections of Tornado Tears.
Mind you, Tears in this race, has been in pretty good form lately. So if he was to jump out on the bunny here, and Houdini Boy was to find a bit of trouble, wouldn't put it past Here's Tears to be able to sneak home another win.
Match race, Here's Tears and Houdini Boy, you'd suggest?
Houdini,
yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Pete Riley, friend of the show. Next time we get him on, don't think Shagger will be putting in the call, given what he said about Tornado Tears. Shagger might have to sit out the 10 minutes that we have Pete Riley on the show.
Oh, no, great respect to Tornado Tears, but look, they can't keep winning forever. So, the new wave of stayers coming through now.
No, he's been a star for the sport, old Tornado Tears. Is that all you got for us, Shagadelic?
One last one. Last race of the night, Burn Time in box four. Small field helps here, and I think it'll be too good. Look, the red Keeper of Keys is very capable as well. It does find a little bit of trouble in traffic, and sometimes you just see this dog lose a little bit of its momentum. And like the small field's obviously going to help it as well, but I think Burn Time's probably just got a slight edge on him, and that'll be my tip for the last race.
Yeah, baby.
Well done, Shagadelic. Hey, just quickly, they've pushed it back an hour at the Meadows, haven't they? At the moment,
they did push back slightly last week. I'll just have to double check.
I think it's about tomorrow.
The last is at 8:30.
At 4:40. Yeah. Yep.
Well done. And a credit to the greyhound industry for keeping things moving amidst troubling times. All right, let's jump on a Boeing 747. In fact, we wouldn't be able to do that anymore because they're out of circulation. Let's jump on a Boeing 737 Dreamliner, head across the Nullarbor and invest in the West.
Show it. We'll start off with some small talk here. Do you lads follow Tommy Shelby on Twitter?
I do.
Do you see what Tommy's doing this weekend at Cannington?
I didn't say this, no.
If you go to Cannington Dogs this Saturday night, Tommy Shelby will put a pint on for you. You get a free pint from Tommy Shelby.
Oh, nice. That's so, all right.
If he wins.
No. If you just go to the track, he's buying you around. He also wins, so it kind of it's the same thing, I guess. But I think it's a little send-off to the WA boys. I think Tommy's going to head off now for the $1 million chase. And I wouldn't be surprised if he goes straight to Victoria from there to start
his
Melbourne
Cup awesome.
Campaign.
Oh, well done, too. Well, connections of Tommy Shelby have done great things. Didn't they say a while ago, I think after the Vic Peters, that they were going to donate a portion of ongoing prize money to charity?
Yeah, they're donating.
I believe they're something like that.
I don't know what percentage, but they're giving something to charity every winning. Like, this is a dog that's won 19 races from 25 starts, so definitely fair play to them.
Is that from the members' bar, or have they set up a stand-up pub for the night called the Garrison?
Sure.
Kenny gets it.
Anyway, so we're going to kick off with Tommy's wrist, which is wrist six.
I get it as well. I just didn't think it was very funny.
It wasn't funny.
Get into it.
So Tommy's wrist is wrist six. It's a small final. It's a WA bred championship. Tommy's in box one here. This is the best map that Tommy's ever had. I'm expecting him to do his fastest time ever at Cannington as well. So it'll be interesting to see what time he does before he does head to Sydney.
Jesus, Kenny, a win's enough. You don't have to burn the arms off the clock. A lot of pressure on the lad.
Oh, he's going to do the best time he's ever done before. He's got a dog called Starbuck in box two, who we spoke about last week. He just shoots out wide from the boxes. So he's going to get the clearest run of his life here. And the tip for this race is actually we're going to reload a tip from last week. We got the exacta in Tommy's race last week, and we're going for the same dog for second. It's Boxy at Red Cap Manelli. Red Cap's got Sermonti on his inside. Sermonti likes to move in. Red Cap's not the fastest away, but as we've seen last week, it absolutely flies home, and he's going to get a clear run early here. So he's hopefully going to be chasing down Tommy the whole way, and hopefully get a decent price exact out of that. So that's box one, Tommy Shelby, and box eight, Red Cap Minnelli.
Well done. That's a nice little whip crack-a-lacker there for race first bit of the evening at Cannington. What else do you got for us?
So we're going to head backwards to race two. There's a dog here in box one called So Tough. It's the only dog in this race that actually regularly runs over the 600-meter distance. Like the other dogs in this race have gone over 600, but this dog's doing a week in, week out, so you have no problem staying on here, no issues with fitness. He doesn't always get the win, but like he's been running against dogs like Hasty Yes, Fleck Minnelli, who are absolute champions, and they're not in this race, so hopefully this is the race set up for him tonight. So we're going to go with box one, So Tough. And
yes, we're gonna next
move on to the next race. It's so in race three, this dog's going to be a big price, but it just caught my eye last week because it absolutely bombed out of the lids. It's box one, Winsome Mia. I'm expecting this to be around $10 just from box one, and the way it trapped last week, like it should lead. It's up in grade here, so it's probably not doing the times that other dogs in this race can do, but maybe there's a lot of early pace, so maybe there'll be a bit of trouble in behind and it can hold on. But I wouldn't go nuts on this, but it'll be a big price and probably worth a small bet. So it's race three, box one, Winsome Mia. And then we're going to head on to race five. There's a dog here I said to put in your black books last week. It's box four, Rapido De Niro. I said wait until he gets the inside. He's not quite on the inside here, but there's not a lot of pace on his inside. Box three, Sweet But Psycho, looked poor from the boxes last week. West on Harmony traps fairly, but like it's doing awful time, so it won't win. And box one, Fab's one, he's really slow away. So I'm expecting Rapido to get on the rail early here and go on for the win. So let's race five, box four, Rapido De Niro.
Very nice. That's what you got for us, Kenny. Oh, you got one more.
I'll chuck in one more. We're going to go for an R exacta. while we're in form.
As you do.
So in race seven, we've got Fleck Minnelli, who's, as we all know, is just an absolute gun dog. It flies out. It's going to lead this race. It's going to be very, very heavy odds on. Grace Ali's in box one. She hasn't had box one in a long time. She stepped back up to the 600 meters last week. Didn't get away the best. But she loves box one, and I'm very happy to see her back in box one. So we're going to go box four, Fleck Minnelli to win, and second, Grace Ali.
Very good. I can sniff another montage probably for the 10th week in a row. Let's take a quick break here on the non-chasers. Back for the final little sting of it all. Dog food. Got a great dog food today. And, of course, the non-chasers multi and show me the money. We'll see you soon. Welcome back to the non-chasers, the final little stanza, straight into it for a little bit of dog food brought to you by Chum Dog Food. So good, so tasty. You know how this works. It's either a dog or it's related to a term. Now, the theme today is famous racehorses. So this is going to catch a few off guard, I think. Can we all test our buzzers, please? Gunner, we'll start with you.
Carl App.
Okay, yep. Kenny?
Winner of the 1992 Grand National Party Politics.
I knew he was going to choose a Grand National horse. That was a dollar one.
It's the first ever winner I backed. Listeners don't know my date of birth, so we'll not mention what that was.
Kenny, you would have been 6 years old, wouldn't you?
I think it was five. I had £2 sterling each way on it. I can't remember what price, but...
like your old man put it on for you.
It wasn't that bad. Like, I was actually batting greyhounds before that. So.
Okay, very good. That was your old man putting those bets on for you. I like it. Hey, Shagger, what's your buzzer?
Doremus.
Doremus, very good. Okay, let's get straight into it as the music comes up there in the background for another bumper edition of Dog Food. Question one, Black Caviar.
But Doremus.
Gunner.
That's a horse.
No, it's not. It was also a dog. Unraced dog. 2007. What a blight that is, and a travesty that is to the great Black Caviar that a greyhound shared the same name and never even made the racetrack.
That shouldn't be allowed.
She bred some litters though, didn't she?
Shouldn't be allowed. Shouldn't be allowed at all. 1-0 to Gunner. Well done. What'd you say, Shagger?
Did she have a few litters?
I think minus one, don't you think, for me?
Yeah, just that. Sorry, minus one. My bad. Question two, Temple of Doom.
Putty pot.
Gunner.
Horse.
That's correct. You're back to zero. Of course, Temple of Boom won the 2012 James Bogues Galaxy at Randwick on a heavy
team. Selling Desire a few now as well.
Yeah, no, that's Spirit of Boom.
Okay, fair enough.
Spirit of Boom. Question three, Haylist.
Far lip, far lap, far lip.
It's the Goner show here.
That's a horse.
Correct. Not to be mistaken with Haylister, the dog. 1-0 to Gunner. You're going all right here. Question four. Go, Lonro, go.
Party politics.
I'm going to give that to Shagger.
I'm going to say a dog.
No, it's not.
No.
It's actually, it's not the name of a horse. It's what Greg Miles famously yelled in the Australian Cup. Go, Lonro, go. So you're on -1. So it looks like Gunner's to lose here. Final horse. Another horse is pretty good at losing. Tom Melbourne.
Party politics.
Yes.
That's a horse?
Correct. We've got a tiebreaker, but I don't have a tiebreaker question. it's going to be a dead heat. We'll pay out equal dividends on all of that. Well done, dog food. It's a tie.
You could have used Lock and Var Art. That's a harness horse making headlines at the moment. Also a dog. That could have been a nice little question for you.
Yeah, no, well it didn't. So we'll settle on a tie. So well done, boys. Well played. Okay, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks. Here comes all right. The money.
Voices, let's rattle through this. Sensitive of time. Shag, what do you got for us?
Meadows, race 3, number 7, Perfect Marshall.
Very good. And the price?
It's around $6.
Very nice. Very good. I'm going to go to race 10 at the Meadows. Number 1, the Cherry Church Mouse, $5.50. Gunner.
I'm going back to Rockstar Lincoln again, race 7, number 3, the Meadows. I thought it ran really well last week. Good chance to lead in this. And, yeah, Party Lights been a little bit disappointed with recent runs, but I'm conceding that Shagger knows what he's talking about, so I'm a bit worried about his thoughts on Party Lights. But Rockstar Lincoln for me, another go.
Okay, thanks for the thesis. And Kenny, what do you got for us?
I'm going to go to Cunnington, race 9, and go for box 7, Kurt Lee.
Currently,
yeah,
very good. Like it. There's value players of the week. Now the non-chasers Melty. We're going to ping another one of these. You know how this works. You only need 3 out of 4 legs for it to salute. My leg.
What'd you say? The non-chasers Melty.
Multi. Three-quarter multi. My leg is the Meadows, race 11, number 1. Always ho-ho to place. Kenny, what's yours?
Going for the Sims last week. Wentworth Park, race 2, box 5, gone by noon.
Shagger.
Meadows, race 7, number 1, Party Lights.
And Gunner.
Race 1, number 1, Meadows, Hadouken, $1.28 the place.
Hadouken. Very good. Well done, boys. $2.50 we can give for that.
$2.50. 3 out of 4. 3 legs need to place, and it pays out for the loyal non-chasers listeners, so get right around that.
Robert's your father's brother. Very good. Boys, good show. Well done. That's all. That's a wrap. Any final thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Musings.
Yeah,
no, none of them. As we always say, if you are having a punt on the weekend, do so within your means. Gamble responsibly. If you're not having any fun, walk away.
Took the words out of my mouth. That's all, guys. See you later.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Good stuff. See ya.